The Spicemaker's Secret, written by Renita De Silva and read by Nikki Patel.
Children, let's start the day with the hymn, The Lord is My Shepherd.
Sister Hilda claps her hands to begin class, just as Bindu, who's been up since dawn preparing spice pastes, peeling and boiling vegetables, chopping and marinating meat. They've two orders to send out by lunchtime today, and she wanted to do her bit to help Udgie so she could attend school in good conscience. Rushes in breathless and slides onto the floor next to Sunitha, who always saves a space for her. Sister Hilda raises an eyebrow at Bindu.
What have we said about punctuality, Bindu?
I'm on time, sister.
Just, not to mention the number of classes you've missed.
Then why are you mentioning it?
Bindu mutters under her breath, while Sunitha nudges her with her elbow.
Don't court trouble.
Pardon me?
Sister Hilda's voice steely.
I always catch up, Bindu says.
Yet still, you're in your matriculation year. The subjects are harder and the work more intense. You say you want to win a scholarship to study further.
Yes, I do.
Here at the convent, we teach only until matriculation, as you know. If you continue performing at your current standard, you're almost assured of the top grades at the matriculation exams, and that means you'll be awarded a scholarship to study further in the city.
Sister Maria Teresa, the headmistress, had said when she'd called Bindu in for a chat at the start of her matriculation year.
But be warned, Sister Maria Teresa was stern. You must attend and keep on top of all your lessons.
Yes, sister, Bindu had said, fidgeting with her veil, unable to meet the nun's censorial gaze.
Then, a thought occurred to her.
Will the scholarship cover my grandmother's?
No, it'll only cover your expenses.
The nuns say I can get a scholarship to continue my studies in the city after matriculation, she had told Udgie that evening.
I'm so proud of you, my heart,
Udgie had cheered, gathering Bindu into her spice-scented embrace. Then, looking assessingly at her grandchild,
why aren't you pleased?
The scholarship won't cover your lodging and living costs.
Don't worry, I'll be fine here.
But, Udgie, you're not in the best of health.
I can manage. I've life in these old bones yet.
The orders? Your shakes? How will you?
Bindu appeared to have lost the ability to form complete sentences.
I can manage the orders for the villagers myself.
They'll go easy on me. We look out for each other. For the landlord's orders, I'll ask someone to help me. I'll share the landlord's payment with them. Bindu, my heart, don't worry about me. Study further. Get a good job. That way, you'll make an even better marriage. Maybe nab a prince.
I don't want to rely on a man.
I'll provide for us myself. I'll build you a mansion in the city.
Udgie beamed, her eyes glowing with joy and dreams.
My star, you'll do anything you set your mind to.
Then, tearing up,
I only wish your parents were here to revel in you. But I get the privilege. You're my good luck charm.